Coach, talk about your performance today, coming off a tough loss on Thursday night, and how they rebounded today here against Ohio Dominican.
You know, I thought our intensity level was so much better today than it was on Thursday. It just seemed like all week after Thanksgiving we were really blah, and we played that way. And, I felt like today we came out with a lot of energy. First half was a little bit of a struggle. Both teams shot the ball really well. In the second half, we really focused on our defensive intensity and trying to make them rush shots. And we held them to 29% from the floor in the second half, and I think that's the difference in the game.
Talk about the play of some of your players off the bench and how they contributed to the win.
You know, this has to be Katie Fox's best game of her career. She really did a good job of taking her time inside. Defensively, she pushed the post players out and didn't give them easy looks inside. And then offensively, she finished around the basket and she buried people underneath. And I thought she did a really good job. She only played 13 minutes, but she had 10 points and two key boards and really just did a nice job. Andrea Clancy's back, and I know she started, but she's still coming back. And, you know, again, she scored 11 in 15 minutes. So I felt like those two did a great job. As far as anybody else off the bench, I just thought we were real solid. You know, Lindsay Pettit's basically a starter who's now coming off the bench, and that's just because of the position. But I think Lindsay really did a nice job, a good solid job today again.
How about the play of your two seniors inside, Tierra Adams with 17 points and Andrea, as you mentioned, with 11 points, and how they played down the stretch?
T was a beast. You know, I mean, it's so hard to play against her. She's so athletic. She outjumps people. She out-hustles people most of the time, and I don't think that fire was there on Thursday. You know, we thought she'd be able to have a big game against Tiffin because their post players didn't seem as aggressive, but their post players basically took it to us, and today T did the opposite. She took it to them, and she was very productive.
What do you do now as you get ready another game in a couple days, going to Hillsdale on Tuesday?
I think we'll watch a lot of film tomorrow and just kind of try to evaluate where we are and what we need to do. And then also we've got to start focusing on, obviously, Hillsdale. They're always a good team. They play very disciplined. I know they've struggled a couple games, but they've also won a lot of games. So I guess they just struggled against Ashland. But, you know, I'm hoping that we'll be ready to go on Tuesday. It's a long haul. And, you know, that makes me a little nervous, but at the same time, I'm excited about playing another game.
You're 4-2 now at this point of the year. Is this where you kind of expected to be, or what were your expectations, I guess, coming in early in the year?
You know, you have no idea because, you know, we didn't know when Clancy would be back, and obviously adding her to the mix has changed things. You know, she's not totally ready, and if she were totally ready, it makes us a much better ball club. I mean, you know, if she's playing at 6'3 to the top of her game the way she was a couple years ago, we're a different team, and she's still kind of adjusting, and we're adjusting to her and just getting that mix back together. But, yeah, I'm excited that we're 4-2. I did think that we would be scrappy and we would compete better than we did last year, and we have. You know, I don't know if I'm happy with 4-2 because I don't like losing, but at the same time, I'm happy with the energy that our kids have started with, and I hope that it'll continue.
Congratulations on your 200th career win. What does that mean to you, picking up your 200th win here at Ferris?
I've been here a long time. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm glad that I've been able to be here, and, you know, it's really important to me to represent Ferris well, and I hope that I have, and, you know, I'm just excited to be a Bulldog.
Congratulations. Best of luck on Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.